the fragility of homophobic straight people.
Oh, see, there. She told on herself. Did you see that? Look at that. She glitched. She glitched at the end. Did you see that? She glitched. Now she's talking like one of your street radical communists you met in college. Look at this. Let's go back. Say that again, ma'am. You glitched.
The fragility of homophobic straight people should not be prioritized over the lives of queer people.
See, that's what actually matters. Not God, not Jesus, not the church, not holiness. That's what matters right there. Play it for the people in the back, ma'am, because you glitched. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shit Shoot Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to discuss how the Christian church lost. So, I don't know whether you know this or not. I'll play the speech in a second. But apparently yesterday, right after I produced the show that came out this morning, I could not believe my ears. I heard about what the Pope said on an interview with 60 Minutes, and this bum had the nerve to say that conservatism is a self-deletion attitude. It is an attitude of dogmatic origins. It puts them in a dogmatic box. In his words now, I'm not phrasing him, that's what he said. He described it as basically putting your head in the sand and you're not open to new ideas. You're not open to new experiences and attitudes and formats. You know what he's actually saying? What he's saying is you're not open to the Rainbow Rider community. You're not down with the LGBTQ stuff. You're not down with all these, the gender bender that we're being forced onto us in the Western world. And that's what he's actually talking about. He's not talking about necessarily just from a political standpoint. He's putting the other cardinals, the bishops, the priests who don't agree with him on blast because he is Lenin's Pope. He is basically a communist from what his rhetoric is. I understand that that might seem heavy to you, but we're going to contrast and compare yesteryear with today. We're going to show you how we've gone from the Knights Templar to the know-nothings we have today, both in the Catholic and the Protestant Church. We're going to really break this down. We're going to just show you how we've gone from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. We've gone from warriors to worriers, to people who are worried we're not accepting enough, we're not loving enough. They're willing to be tolerant of everybody except for you, the straight white guy or the straight black guy who cares about having a family, being part of a community. That's who they don't care about. They don't care about the straight guy of any race who wants to have a family. They don't care about him. They care about everybody else. They care about forgiving women. They care about forgiving in homosexuality. They care about doing everything other than what the church was actually built upon, which was communities, families, the Ten Commandments, the Torah, 12 books of Moses. This is what this Bible actually talks about, not this forgiving nonsense that you're hearing today from all the clergy, including the Vatican itself. I've had enough of this. I'll play you right here on 60 Minutes. Here it is. Here's the clip of the Pope saying exactly what I just said. Let's listen to it.
There are conservative bishops in the United States that oppose your new efforts to revisit teachings and traditions. How do you address their criticism?
You used an adjective, conservative. That is, conservative is one who clings to something and does not want to see beyond that. It is a suicidal attitude. Because one thing is to take tradition into account, to consider situations from the past, but quite another is to be closed up inside a dogmatic box.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Communist Pope. Hey, you know what's funny, gentlemen? Maybe those of you who don't know this, I'll tell you. He was put in office about the same time that your friend Barack Obama was put in office. I'll let that marinate with you. He was chosen by the same World Economic Forum types, and that's why he is where he is. He's there because he's there to fit the agenda. He's not there to actually share with you the knowledge of Rome, Athens, and Jerusalem. He is there to show you, oh, you know what? I'm down with the people, bro. I'm one of you. He was a bouncer from Brazil either Brazil or Argentina. I forget which one. But the dude used to be a bouncer at a club. He is not an actual. You look at the popes of the past and compare it with today. He is far closer to Vladimir Lenin than an actual pope. And that's what provoked the show today. That little clip right there. I got so angry. And you know what's, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pull up something, and I want you to compare and contrast what you just heard with what I'm about to play for you. And I want you to really let this resonate with your soul, because this to me is a signal of everything that is wrong with the world today. And don't worry, I'm going to play it for you. We're going to really break, I'm going to show you, this might bring you to tears, so we're going to listen to it, but I'm going to show you exactly what got me. It hit me right in the heartstrings. Here, watch this. Give me 1 second. All right. Let me share the screen. Look, listen to this. I might get a copyright. I don't care. Listen to this. I'll turn it up for everybody in the back. Listen to this. This is the real Catholic Church. Listen to this. Real Catholicism. Redeem the sheep. You see this? The words are on the screen. My friends, this is what the Knights Templar used to chant. This is the Gregorian chants you used to hear in the Catholic Mass, Catholic Church, when the church actually meant something. Was it free of corruption? No, it wasn't. I'm the first one to tell you I don't believe in Religion Incorporated. But for this bum to destroy the Vatican like this, I'm going to keep playing it. I don't care if I get a copyright. Let's play more of it. That move anybody else listening to the show today? That move anybody? I hope it did. I genuinely hope it did. Because that is what true Catholicism, not this garbage Pope. I feel bad for the Catholics, truly. I feel bad for you. I'm not a Catholic, but I feel bad for the Catholic Church today. This is a dark day. And speaking of the Gregorian chants, those are from the Knights Templar. And so we're going to look at who the Knights Templar, we're going to compare the Knights Templar to the average know-nothing of today in the Catholic Church, or in the Protestant Church for that matter. Let's watch this.
The Templar Knights, the greatest warriors of the Middle Ages. It all began in the 12th century when the Poor Fellow Soldiers of Christ, an organization aimed at protecting pilgrims traveling to Jerusalem, was born. Later, they resurrected under a new name, the Knights Templar, also known as the Knights of the Temple of Solomon. Recognized by their white tunics, heavy armor and red cross that struck fear into their enemies. Renowned as elite warriors, the Knights Templar took part in several immensely significant conflicts.
Sorry about the loud volume. I couldn't find a video about them that didn't have a ton of blaring music, so I apologize. I'll try to get rid of it in the process if you'll hear it. But you look at the Knights. I don't care if it's an Assassin's Creed game or if it's what the actual history books hold. Let's go back and I want to show you a picture of this.
Such as the various crusades.
Look at these dudes. Look at this. Look at this. This is what used to the really devout people. This is what they used to do. They used to actually have strength. Not that they used it on everybody to abuse people, but they used it. They were monsters, but they were monsters that helped the weak and the poor. You see, people have got it so backwards today. They think that being weak is a virtue. They think that being harmless is a virtue. No, having tremendous strength like these knights and then saying, I'm going to use this to protect travelers who are going on the holy road. I'm going to use this to help keep people safe. That is true virtue. Not being weak and you can't hurt anybody, much less help anybody. Just because you can't hurt people doesn't mean that helping them matters. That doesn't require virtue. Like me saying, oh, well, I can give away all the money I want because I don't really have that much. I don't have any. Like me giving away all this stuff that I can't really give away, or at least talk. Like I could say, if I had $1 million, I'd give it all away to charity. Well, I don't have $1 million, so I can easily say that, and everyone's going to be like, oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's so thoughtful, but I can't actually do that. You see how stupid that sounds? This is what people do today. They want to care about everybody and be so inclusive and whatnot. Meanwhile, where are the strong men? Where is the male leadership in the church today? Answer, they ran away. Why in the world would you stick around a church today to be told that you're no good, you're toxic, you're evil, you're oppressive? Why would you do this? Why would you stick around today? The strong men have been chased out of the church by types who sound like this. Listen to this now. Let me know if you've ever heard this in your church or on the internet about Christianity. This is why a lot of men are running away. Listen to this.
I grew up Southern Baptist with a sprinkle of Church of Christ. So safe to say that I was in spaces that were not affirming of queer people. Not only were they unaffirming, they were hostile. I was in places where conversion therapy was normal. Preachers would make homophobic jokes. We learned all the Bible verses. You know the ones I'm talking about. In my movement.
Oh, they actually quoted the Bible. Oh my gosh, you quote a Bible in a church? You can't do that.
From being trained as an unaffirming presence to believing with my whole heart that God loves and celebrates queer people.
Oh, I could tell. I mean, God definitely celebrated those people when Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed with fire and brimstone from heaven. Well, I could see that being a celebration, you know, fireworks.
It was not overnight. It's hard to extract biblical literalism and fundamentalism from your heart. And when you're still friends with a bunch of those people, but you've made the move inside, it can be really scary to post something after something like the Club Q shooting. But you know what's scarier? Being in that club.
Oh, in other words, being in the club actually saying what the Bible says. These are the kind of people who would spit in my face for saying don't get married because marriage is not what it actually used to be, which is backed up by actual facts and history, not this mental gymnastics that she's talking about. Ridiculous.
Loving someone who's in that club.
It has nothing to do with loving them. It has everything to do with the fact of saying, hey, this is objectively wrong if you have followed. Look, if you don't want to be a Christian, then don't. If you don't want to be religious, then don't be. But don't sit here and tell me that I gotta gender bender my religion for you. I'm not gonna do it. But apparently even the Pope's doing it now.
And you know who's in that club? Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
You lied to me.
I love the poorly educated.
Oh really? I mean, I don't see Jesus doing a whole lot of celebrating the Rainbow Rider community, but okay, sure. Yeah. It's a difference between hating the sin and loving the sinner than there is of saying this is not something that should be celebrated. You are celebrating it. It's one thing to tolerate, it's another to accept it. One is saying, hey, it's going to happen whether I care about it or not. Another thing to say, I'm actively going to encourage and enable it. One thing to have a family member who's on drugs and say, hey, you know what, I want what's best for you, but you're going to do what you want to do regardless of what I care about, versus saying, here, I'll give you the drugs. Apparently, they're one and the same, according to this witch.
The fragility of homophobic straight people.
She told herself. Did you see that? Look at that. She glitched. She glitched at the end. Did you see that? She glitched. Now she's talking like one of your street radical communists you met in college. Look at this. Let's go back. Say that again, ma'am. You glitched.
The fragility of homophobic straight people should not be prioritized over the lives of queer people.
See, that's what actually matters. Not God. Not Jesus, not the church, not holiness. That's what matters right there. Play it for the people in the back, ma'am, because you glitched. You failed. You almost got through a minute of pretending like you cared about church.
The fragility of homophobic straight people should not be prioritized over the lives of queer people.
See, that's actually what matters to them. They don't care about the church. They don't care about the faith. They don't care about anything besides that. That's all they care about. Because if they actually cared about anything besides that, they wouldn't be forcing it down my throat. Quoting, these same people would spit in my face of saying, biblical bachelorism? You can't do that. But what about the guy over there who's actively participating in a lifestyle that's not conditional with what God says in the first book of the Bible? Oh, what did you do? Homophobic? That, you see how sick the world is today. Look at the garbage, man, that I have to put up with as a content creator going through this. Oh, God, I can only imagine what it's to listen to this. Speaking of, see, it's the same people who want to talk about gender binary. They want to talk about abolishing gender, how accepting you should be and whatnot. are the same people who then actively, they actually hate religion, by the way. You study their godfather, Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, they said that religion was an opium of the people, of the masses, whatever. I love it. People want to get hung up on, oh, you didn't say the opium of the masses. You said the opioid of the people. Like me saying, oh, I'm not making spaghetti tonight. I'm making pasta. Same thing, you moron. People versus masses. So a group of people versus just people's plural. Oh, big difference. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'm so sorry. I mean, again, people are just, they're sick. Speaking of sickness, see, let's see how much of this I can put up with. This woman has the nerve to say that apparently communists don't hate religion. Well, I mean, I'd say they do, considering they're actively subverting the one I grew up with, and that's why I talk about it on the show, but okay. I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe this woman is right. Let's see what you got to say.
One of the most common propaganda tactics used against Marxists and leftism in general is that it is fundamentally anti-religion and enforces atheism. They often misquote Marx, saying that he called religion the opiate of the masses. What he really said is that religion is the opium of the people.
Y'all love how I know what they're gonna say before they even say it, and then I already covered it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know how much I know about this? A lot. Again, you're saying, oh, I'm not making spaghetti, I'm making pasta. Oh, wow, a big difference. Okay.
It is the sigh of the oppressed creature, the heart of a heartless world, and the soul of our soulless conditions.
Oh, my. What is it with the Marxists, the communists, the Leninists, the Trotskyites, the Maoists, the Stalinists? What is it with them loving philosophy, and yet they don't seem to understand what they're even talking about? They read it, they thought it sounded sophisticated and educated, and they repeated it and parroted it. Ma'am, you do realize that Marx wrote that because he saw the people being oppressed by the church. In his day, in his viewpoint, he saw that as oppression. He saw a world in which God was not real, he was just being monetized by people in robes. You realize that even if you are right, which is the big if, you're pretending like communism's better. For example, quoting your beloved Marx for a second, you realize that he also said that in a bourgeois capitalist society, there is no love between man. There is no love between man in a bourgeois capitalist society, he wrote. You do realize that the same thing happens in a communist society, right? You don't think that in a communist society with the giant bureaucracy they have, they don't step on each other's arches to try to get ahead in the bureaucracy? Really? You don't think so. So in other words, you want to talk about how it's not anti-religion. Meanwhile, in China right now, they are tearing down mosques, tearing down churches, tearing down synagogues, tearing down Buddhist statues. They're tearing all this stuff down, but because they don't hate religion. Okay.
The function of religion under capitalism is to balm the symptoms of capitalist alienation. They are to provide charity and social services that the system, that the state, is not providing.
You mean to tell me that the communist societies provide charity and social services? How many people do you think actually have money in a society of communism? There is a pyramid of the top and everyone else who has next to nothing. Look at Cuba. Look at China. Look at Soviet Russia. Look at Vietnam. You really want to sit there and try to tell me that we'd be better under a communist society? Anybody who has anything to actually lose hates communism. The only people who love communism are drug addicts, bums, losers, and people who are broke and are lazy.
Propagandists like to misrepresent his assertion that under communism, when oppressive forces are removed, religion will be redundant, as if it's being abolished or prohibited.
I'm gonna do something I didn't expect to do. You know how I said about, I don't know, 20 seconds ago, that the crosses in synagogues and mosques were being torn down in China? You don't believe me? Oh, here it is right here. Oh, yeah, I did. the guy screaming at the church while the while the cross is being torn off the church by a giant crane, in case you're not watching the video. Oh, and they're removing the cross off of the church while everybody's just watching there. Oh, yeah! Oh, and look, there's another giant crane demolishing another church! Oh, Lord, wow.
No one died.
It was so bad that a couple of months ago, the Muslims were getting outraged. They were calling out Islamophobia on the Chinese for destroying their mosques, but apparently they don't hate religion. Don't tell that to the Muslims in China. Yep, can I... Oh, another church being destroyed. No hatred, though, folks. No hatred. I'm sorry, ma'am, what were you saying again? That religion was not hated by communists, meanwhile they're actively tearing them down and destroying churches? Please continue with your BS.
But when we say it's redundant, we mean that in a society in which all of our basic needs are met, there will be no need for organized religion to provide charitable or community services.
No, that's not what they're talking about, and you know it. You know that. That's not what they're talking about. What they're talking about is they don't like the idea there will be no need for church because the government will become God. In every communist country, the leader of the party, the Communist Party, becomes God. Look at North Korea. Look at China. You think I'm making it up? I'm not. And if communism actually worked, I wouldn't be saying this. But guess what? You can look at China. You can look at the Soviet Union. You can look at Mao Zedong. You can look at Cambodia during the Khmer Rouge. You can look at Vietnam during the Vietnam War. My friends, I'm not making this stuff up. But apparently, it's gotten so bad that even the Pope himself is pushing forward this rubbish, this absolute sewage. And you wonder why men are leaving the church. They're finding channels like mine and others on the inside of the internet and other people who are either, whether they're conservative, Christian, or just whatever, they're finding other outlets to find their fix of wisdom and philosophy from. That's the difference, my friends. And the problem is, they want to make you the problem from walking away from their lack of understanding, their lack of knowledge, their lack of understanding their own audience. It's like when Disney started making crank, disgusting films, they blamed the audience for not liking their content. It is not a content creator's... It is a content creator's responsibility to make their content likable. It is not your job to consume it. You do not owe me watching this video. You could turn it off anytime you want. You could stop listening to me entirely if you want. You don't owe me anything. It is not your job to like what I say, what I do, how I act, how I speak. It is not your job to like me. It is my job to give you quality content that you actually come back for. That is my job. But apparently, if I had Mickey Mouse ears, then apparently it's your job to like my content. You see how backwards that is? My friends, the church is lost because they're scattering, they're selling out everybody and the propaganda out to everything that makes people feel good, not what actually has made the church endure for the last almost 2,000 years. Instead of that, they'd rather make people feel good with this DEI garbage, the sewage, brainwashing every day. They try to heap on people as if it's superior when 100 years ago, it was a crime against God and against humanity. How is it that the Muslims use a very similar, and the Orthodox Jews use very similar theology to the Christians, and yet in radical Islam, and look at even in Iraq and Iran and Syria and in Saudi Arabia, they throw the same people off of roofs that the Pope would embrace and call holy? Can you make that make sense for me real quick? My friends, I think I'll leave it there. I understand that my emotions might have gotten in the way in the show today. I hope that wasn't the case. I'm so sick of this garbage. I'm so sick and tired of people selling out their flocks for clout, for other people's feelings, and it makes me sick. My friends, if you have anything you want to sound off about, you want to share, you want to participate, you want to vent a little bit, kind of like how I did today, please feel free to do it in the comments. Even if you viscerally disagree with what I said, I don't know how, but if you want to, go right ahead. I'll let you shoot your mouth off. I'm not a fascist. Go ahead. My friends, you take care of yourselves. Feel free to ask questions, make your comments. If you like the video, you know what to do. Please let me know any other topics you would like to discuss related to this. I'd love to do it. Again, the biblical bachelor idea, which I've talked about. Oh, and by the way, before I go, one of the most loyal subscribers to the show mentioned that I should have a Cash App in my videos because he would love to share and contribute to the community. I really appreciate that, brother. I really do. I'll leave it in the description for anybody who wants to going forward. I don't expect it. It would be an honor. I don't expect it at all. Nobody owes me anything. I love what I do. But if you want to give to the show to help it grow, to help this message go out even farther, that'd be great. But you don't have to. I won't be like church and guilt trip you to putting stuff in the offering plate. If you want to, go ahead. If you don't worry about it. I'm just here to give you the edutainment that I've had others give before me that I would love to pass on down the road. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here.